It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Yes, me.
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Cancel from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the mission. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
justice,
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike, and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Late Nights Wet Wipes with your one of your co-hosts, that's what he says.
Yeah,
one of
your co-hosts.
One of your co-hosts, Kazeem Jamal Dunno, leader of the Peaky Bumber Club, speaking up Small Heath. Dunno, I'm so tired I can't even remember what I normally say. And to my right is...
It's me. Ask your bill payer's permission. Wait, like, that's off. That's
yeah, fam.
It's Darren Griffiths. Listen, guys, we're tired.
This is going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be a rough one. Just the two of us in today.
Just hold on. We're going home.
Mike's doing another BBL, I think.
Yeah.
Another BBL.
That Bunda's looking sweet.
I heard he's getting a hair transplant.
I heard they're taking the hair from his BBO and putting it on his head. So bigging up Mike. You don't know.
Big up
what
Mike.
What did I normally say?
Leave the Pinky Bumper Clots.
Yeah.
Thomas Skengley.
That's it. Leader of the Pinky Bumper Clots, Thomas Skengley. Shout out Small Heath, Big Heath. Yeah. Shout out Nines. I'm his younger. 4.5. Shout out Pot of Paper. I'm 9 pieces of paper. You get me when you put the two together. I kind of got it right, kind of got it wrong.
You did all right.
We did all right, man.
How's your week been? What have we done since? Went to Mike's son's. Look at it. That happened. Are you laughing? What happened there?
I'm laughing because you said we.
Oh, yeah, I went. I was represented.
How the gate man said we.
My whole family were there except for me. My whole family were there except for me.
I remember seeing your wife and being like, oh, Dan won't be here in a minute.
He must have come out of the car.
Yeah, he must be parking the car. He was folded, bro.
Oh, God. What did she tell you?
She said, I don't want to say she, that's rude. You're very lovely wife said that you said you got food poisoning. That's what you said. I don't like saying it. Naomi said that was a lie and that you drank too much alcohol and mashed up all your shit. You mashed up your shit.
I didn't say food poisoning.
Naomi said you got in the morning was that. Oh, I think I got food poisoning. And then apparently, like, you was that proper, like, folded. And you were just getting cussed out in the morning.
I was a shambles in the embarrassment. It was terrible. Do you know what the fucked up thing is, right? So, we was at a party together. It's her friend's party. Mm. And then Zavi wasn't feeling well before we left. So Naomi's like, I don't really feel like drinking. I'm going to drive. So I was like, okay, cool. And then we got there and then I started drinking. and then she was like, you're having a good time. You can stay here and you can just get a cab back. I'm going back home. What I should have said in that moment was, nah, I'll come home. It didn't even cross my mind that was an option to stay. She put the option in my head. I've accepted no responsibility. She put it in my head. I was like, what? I'll just stay here. She's like, yeah. And I was like, oh. Yeah, go on then. I'll just stay.
go on then.
Yeah. I was already drinking at that point. I was like, yeah, go on then. And me, I didn't even stay that much longer. And I And I felt I didn't drink that much more after. I took myself home and I don't want to get in late. Because the funny thing was, the party was bumping.
Mm.
As soon as nobody left, it was like that was the trigger for other people to start leaving.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I've stayed behind thinking, yeah, it's just Naomi leaving. Mm. And then lots of other people started leaving. I was like, I kind of just died down a bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I probably should have left.
The energy is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to finish this drink and go. And I felt like hungover, drunk at the time, but not as hungover as I was the next morning. The next morning, I was just vomiting.
In the party?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, you're right. So, And we was going to
wait. I want to get to that because
yeah.
I don't want the suspense to be ruined.
Yeah.
So, what are you sticking? What are you going with? Are you going with my wife was right? I drank too much, or I ate something dodgy, and I never claimed
I ate anything dodgy. My claim was I'm just hungover.
Maybe.
And then she said that I had alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, I think I've got it wrong.
Yeah, she thought I had alcohol, and I was like, no, this is just a regular hangover. And she's like,
yeah, that was it.
This is not a regular. Yeah. This is how people behave.
I heard, teeth were getting kissed while you were just on the sofa. And you know what the funniest part was? So, Cherie and Naomi, they obviously, you know, spoke at my son's birthday christening. You know, then that was like their first time meeting. But then they bonded even more.
Oh, no.
So on the way back, like, I was getting the 411 on what was said. So I don't know if this was brought up, but like that you didn't check in.
Check in when?
with Naomi saying like, oh, how's everything going? How's the party going? And she was upset that you didn't check in.
Oh, she never said that to me.
No. I think, yeah. I don't. This is all just third party information I've got, right?
Yeah.
Cherie said, I was trying to be like, well, maybe he's sleeping and he's resting so that when you guys come back, he's ready to rock and roll kind of thing. So I don't know if that played any part. But it was... although, obviously, you're my boy in that, It was good. Obviously, I hadn't had that many interactions with Naomi.
Yeah.
Like you know, and it was like, it was a perfect recipe because we just knew each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the minimal amounts we knew each other, we
knew each other more than you knew anyone else.
So it was so funny. So Mike's wife comes over.
Yeah.
And have you heard this bit?
Oh, might have done.
Okay, so Mike's wife comes over and Mike's doing the intros and, you know, she's really nice. Have you met his wife before?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is first time I was meeting her. So, the fact that she's met you is even fun. This story makes this fun story even funnier. Yeah. So she comes over and I'm holding your son, right? I don't know why. I think Cherie was holding him.
Yeah.
That was it. Cherie was holding him. Something happened. Cherie was holding him. I was holding him. And then I'm standing next to Naomi. Yeah. And then Mike's wife is like, oh, yeah, sorry. It's been like, I feel really bad that, you know, I've missed so many of your things. And then Mike just went, wait a minute. This is not Darren. And he was like, but this is Darren's son. And this is Darren's wife. This is not Darren. Where's Darren? I said, yeah, I'm not Darren. This is Darren's son. This is Darren's son, Zabby. That's my son there. And he was kind of like, and Mike was like, yeah, because I saw you do this. And I was like, they're not this. Yeah, they're not this. That's not this.
Oh my god. Oh man.
And then obviously then we were wrapping up because I had to go and do a show.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get the kids back and whatnot. So then obviously similar to your party, that was just the cue for, you know, Naomi to make a move as well. So we're leaving And my stepdaughter has clocked the party bags, didn't
yeah.
it? And you know, as like a parent, you're like, get the fuck away from them party bags, man. Stop acting like you ain't got sweets in the house, yeah, man. You know what I
mean? They never see sweets before.
Yeah. And kids are always doing that thing and going, what? It's like, you know what, get away from there, yeah? And then I'm like, I call Mike over and I go, obviously I'm leaving early, like you haven't even done the birthday song or nothing. And I'd be really cheeky and can I ask for a party bag for my stepdaughter? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. They're there for the kids. I was like, yeah, cool. So I was like, go and get one. And then he was like, get another one because there's baby ones.
Yeah.
So she goes and gets two and she brings them over. Then Naomi goes and gets two and brings them over. But the party planner.
Yeah.
Has clocked her from across the room, yeah. But the funny part was, as well, was that Naomi said to Mike, can you go and get them for me?
Yeah.
Because I don't want no problems. And Mike's like, nah, there's no problems. Just going, you can go and get two in it. So now, the party planner's made a beeline for Naomi. I haven't noticed it at this point, yeah. I'm just standing there. But then, you know when, like, music's playing, there's a lot of people in, and you can just see, like, you can just see hand movements like this. And I'm like, those aren't good. That's from the pipeline. I'm like, yeah. Those aren't good hand movements, yeah.
You're like, I don't think the pipeline though, she's from Halston.
This is what I'm thinking in my head as well. This is what I'm thinking in my head as well. I'm like, this could get really real, really quick, yeah. So I'm like now like this.
Can you see one child here? Hey, can you see this buggy, yeah? It's got another child in it, yeah.
So I've now scooped up my jacket like I've got no fine motor skills. Trying to get this party bag out without it being detected. I've said, Mike, we're gone, yeah? Cool, we've left. We get outside and Naomi's like, did they really think I was trying to steal party bags? They really think I'm out here like, oh, I've got nothing better to do than to pull up to kids' parties and steal party bags. I goes to her, I swear on my life, yeah, I don't think I've ever given one input to our podcast agenda.
Yeah.
But I promise you, I'm going to fire this one off so fast. Bro, you know when I sent that message in the group, yeah? I was in the car. We hadn't even pulled off.
Because I saw it from you guys. And I was just like, what is this? And then I was, especially, I was like, oh, how was the party? She chatted away, just nothing. And then she goes, oh, there's something at the end. They go, is it with the party bags? She's like, why? What they said? She just started laughing. It's like, nah. But nah, man. It was... It just sounded like an ordeal.
Oh, it was hilarious.
But Naomi gave you some props. She gave you some props. Someone's asking. She goes, it wasn't a big deal, but it's just... Cause I think because he didn't make a big deal of it. She goes, he just got my respect. So someone asked if your stepdaughter was yours.
Yeah.
And it was just like, she said, like, just without a beat. You went, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then just carried on.
Yeah, man.
And she goes, yeah, you know, she goes, I was just thinking, like, some people would have, like, they would have just, like, carried on. No, not mine. But she, it's hers. It's just, like, the way he just went, yeah, she's fine.
My unit, man.
Yeah.
That's my unit. We roll squaddy, we roll deep. Even though she almost fucked up the pattern. I'm trying to get you sweets.
As he says, she's a fan of Sheree as well. She says she likes Sheree.
Yeah, likewise, man, likewise. And it was one of those things where we got in the car and Sheree was like, so I was speaking to her, Naomi, and we're gonna try and do a dinner, and it was literally the first time ever I've been like, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. What, with Darren? Yeah. I'm there. Oh, it's not man. Even like, I've got to check the calendar or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, those were just like, how can I get man. Out of this?
No. But overall it was a
good party.
So it was really good because Zadie and Alani, like, they played
together. Yeah, she said that.
Yeah, because Alani was being quite shy. She's quite shy. So Mike had a niece, one of his nieces there, that they were the same age. Mm. And I was like, I try and push her in there and be like, just go play, man. Just go do your thing. Like, And she was like, no. And then, it was just... And then after... When Naomi came, it was just her and Zadie just... But all we just see him kept doing is bouncy castle, then they were around us, then back on the bouncy castle. And then, like, even when I was about to leave, I was like, where are the kids? And then we just see him, like, just rolling off this bouncy castle. And you're like, oh, there they are. Oh, I knew you guys would turn up somewhere.
Nah, the rest of that day was a hell for me as well. So we had to go to Peppa Pig World.
You made it.
We made it.
Yes,
we did make it.
Come on,
but it worked great. So literally, obviously, Naomi's gone above and beyond. Rocking up to a party that's not even her friend, my friend.
Yeah.
And you know, we talk about like partner. That man.
Yeah.
One of my basic things I do is I drive to places. Mm-hmm. That's the thing I do. So we get in the cars. All right, let's go. Let's just get down there. Let's go. We get 15 minutes into the drive.
Wait, how long is the drive?
2 hours. We get 15 minutes into the drive, and I'm like, I need to pull over. She's like, what? She's like, you gotta throw up. She's like, do you want this bag? I was like, I can't throw up into a bag while driving.
It's like,
I need to pull over. And you gotta understand, I have attempted to eat, like this, I'm so bad this day, right? That I'm, because I'm, it's coming out the other end as well. but I haven't eaten, so now that stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took an Imodium,
right?
I threw up the Imodium. I've never thrown up Imodium before.
Yeah, yeah. You're in bad shape.
I was like, my body is all like, I haven't eaten anything, haven't drank anything. I can't even take water. I chewed a ginger sweet, threw that up.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, I'm worse place. So I'm there driving, pull over, throw up in this bush. I'm just like, and the thing is, as soon as I threw up, I felt bad. I felt fine.
Yeah.
So I was like, come on, let's get back in the car. I'm ready to go. She's like, sure, you don't want to turn around? I was like, no, we're getting down there. They end up driving another maybe 30 minutes.
So you're 45 minutes in.
Yeah, 45 minutes. And I'm just like, my head is like flipping, going all over the place. She goes, do you want me to drive? I was like, all my pride was going, don't let her drive.
Don't let her drive.
And as I think that, then my stomach just kind of goes, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm not gonna fight you.
Yeah.
But you drive. And I was just there, just head on the window, just trying to, I felt I was just trying to keep my head on my shoulders. And she goes, are you gonna be even like, you can't be like this tomorrow at the theme park? I go, I don't know why. I am like 99.7% confident I'm going to be 100% fine tomorrow. I'm so confident I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think I just need rest. Another bit of sleep and I'll be fine. And I didn't touch anything. So she drove the rest of it. I didn't touch anything else that night. They woke up next morning. And I was fine. I think I ate like a croissant in the morning.
It's so techie when you get there.
Yeah.
Because you're like...
The first food is like... And she goes, like, bees, because that's really buttery. Like,
yeah. So. And you're like, is this a burp? Yeah. Or am I about to just ruin this carpet?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I think I'm all right. And then I went brazy. The next thing I ate, when we got to Peppa Pig World, was a thing called like a Kerolan. Never even heard of this before. So it was like a... Imagine like a Cornish pasty, but it had like, it's just mad, like onion bargee, like curry stuff in it. Oh, mate,
it was, so shit that makes you shit your pants.
Yeah, it was banging.
Anyway.
It tasted so good. As I was eating this, I was like, this is reckless.
Yeah.
That he was just recovered. This time was like, this is the equivalent of someone tearing their knee ligaments and first game back, like, I'm running the marathon.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm going. Yeah. I'm going 100%. For it. And no, I was fine. And then, yeah, and then I highly recommend Peppa Pig World to them who's got kids. Zadie's rude to Naomi. Because imagine this now. So put in context, everything that's happened the day before, driving there, we're now going on rides and stuff. All four of us imagine going on a few rides, but now it's think of, you know, Zadie's asleep, stay with the buggy. So Naomi's gone a few rides with Zadie, and then I've gone a few rides. Then we've got to the point now where it's been on the same amount each. Zadie, do you want to go on another ride? Yeah, who do you want to go with? And then she's looks because daddy.
Mm.
And we're like, okay. You know, Nobi's kind of like laughed it off. Okay. He goes, okay, not so. Nobi hasn't said anything else. So goes, oh, daddy. She goes, not you, mummy. Daddy.
Just in case you
misunderstood. Yeah. So, and she does this thing like when she thinks of, she gets really frantic. So she's, no one said it. We just laughed. And because we laughed, she goes, no, not you, mummy. No.
Not you.
Not you, daddy. Just daddy. And she's like, okay, I'll go with daddy. Is that, I did like two rides. So far. Do you want to go with mummy now? She's like, no, just daddy. And I was like,
did you ever get to the bottom of where that was?
No, I don't have no idea. Maybe because you didn't see me the day before.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know.
Or maybe because in the car she was like, my dad's in bad shape, I need to get these memories.
I'm so thankful the car seat faces the other way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, she can't see this. She can't see this.
Imagine being like, there's this walking to me like, fuck, this is what they talk about. This is what happened to my goldfish. I've been getting all these rides. Get these memories.
when
you try to explain to her, to like a toddler, you'd be like, no, I'm hungover, and then they say some wild shit back to you, like, is it terminal? Nah, I'm gonna be fine.
Because the way you're moving, that it looks terminal.
Yeah, we were like, so in the grand scheme of things, that yeah, well. As on the podcast schedule,
yeah,
Mike's son's birthday party happened last week.
Yeah, yes,
yeah, it happened last week. So for a whole week, I've had. Do you know if Darren made it to Peppa Pig World? And I was like, I'm not asking him because I want to find out live in the flesh. So, I'm just so my heart is full
that I've made it.
Knowing that you made it, yeah, knowing that you made it. And you got on the rides and the day was good and all of that, yeah, because, we knew there was it was techie.
If there was no Peppa Pig World, I would have come to Mike's son's birthday. Because I would have been like, I'll just die.
I'll
just die.
Oh, after. Yeah, but you got, in my head,
I was like, oh, I'm going to sacrifice this.
To make that.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, man, of course. Yeah. That's what you would, I would have done the same. But yeah, nah, big ups, man, big ups. I'll say one thing, though. Your son is very strong. And also, I don't know how you have two young kids.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. I'm taking off my metaphorical hat right now, yeah? So
ask Naomi. Seriously, ask Naomi.
I don't know how anyone has two young kids. Basically, I had two babies under my supervision for approximately 5 to 7 minutes, yeah? And I was stressed.
What is?
My son and your son were in the ball pit, yeah? Xavi decides, I'm going to show you I can stand up.
Yeah.
I said, do your thing, big man.
This guy can't crawl.
Yeah.
He just wants to stand.
I was like, do your thing. Love it. So he stood up, yeah? And he's holding on, and I'm like, wicked. My son then decides to say, fuck you guys, I'm out of here. And he's trying to get out of the ball pit, but like head first.
Yeah.
So I'm like, even though it's not, it's just like, whatever, like half a foot. It's not even.
But it's enough.
It's enough to be like, if you fall on your face, that's going to hurt, big man. Yeah. And I don't.
you probably won't even get a mark, but it's going to hurt.
And I don't need all my peoples here looking at me like, you cannot even can't keep your kid protected from the floor. Idiots. Yeah. So. I've got your boy here, yeah? And I'm like, cool, all right. You know, it was really the one of like, just make sure someone else's kid doesn't drop.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've got Xavier, yeah? And I'm like going to him like, oh, you want to sit down? Yeah, you want to sit down? And he's like,
No, fam, I don't. This guy, like I said, he can't crawl. I tried to do like, you know, like something like a move where it's like you're trying to fold out a deck chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're trying to throw their legs forward so they sit on their bum.
Yeah.
And this guy throws his, and he's like, no.
Yeah.
It just gets his legs back, like, no.
Brother.
And he's literally like, no. I'm not sitting down.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting down.
I gave up. I was like, you want to sit? Yeah, I'm trying to angle, like, even trying to like do the like little like get there in the hinge of the leg, like you know you do all that stuff like that, but like that just so their body mechanics go, you gotta sit down.
You gotta sit down though. Yeah.
He was like, no.
bad core strength.
Yeah, bruv. I was like, yo, big man, like come on. Don't embarrass me, yeah? My son's right there. He's going to think I'm a piece of shit. He's going to think I'm weak. He's not going to show me any respect, yeah? So anyway, so now's like, do you know what? Was that? You want to stand up? That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to make stand up. Keep standing up. My son's like this, yeah? And I'm like, big man, just wait a sec.
Please just stay.
And I'll get you out of the ball pit, yeah? I'll get you out of the ball pit. So he's like hanging half out. I'm looking at my stepdaughter like, help me.
Because you got to say it to her with enough urgency that she comes over.
Yeah.
But not too much so you don't sound in control. So it's like, hey.
I felt the lactic acid in my arms, yeah? These kids, they were like, whatever. They weigh nothing in the grand scheme of things. My arms are burning. I'm looking at myself. I'm like, yo, you need to get over it, yeah? So she comes bounding over. I'm like, put your brother back in the ball pit. Puts him back in the ball pit. I go, ah. And then I think, I don't know if they were both fucking with me. I think he then just sat down. I wiped my brow. I got up. I saw Sheree and Naomi there. I said, you man, peace.
Right, he is an annoying
kid. I'm out of here.
Because he's got this cute face and he does this smile. And I keep saying to him, every time I look at him, it reminds you of like when you've been kicked out of class and you're looking through like the window.
Yeah.
At your friend, like
who's
been kicked out, you're the one still in and they're by the window. Like he always like if I could catch him across the room, he kinda does this smile like we got to do something fucking mad.
Yeah, my son does that.
Yeah.
My son would do one like this, like so he's looking down here, but he'll side eye you and go and do a little grin like that, like his mum's told him off over there. He'll look down and I'm over there and go. So I'm like, he's only one. And even now his mum's like, stop laughing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's funny.
And I've got two like that now, where it's, he's got the look and Zadie's got the words.
Mm.
You're disciplined in that. And so it's like, Zadie, sit down or we turn the tablet off. You're not turning the tablet off. It's like, God, that was it. Fucking hell. That's how I was about to go. She's like, no. He's like, you're not turning the tab. I was like, that's not how it goes.
Yeah, well, you want to bet? Your brother losing your head in the house.
That's me. No, I mean, you talk about having the two of them. Like, it's sometimes it's either they both kick off at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm shouting at them like they're adults. I'm like, okay. All right, both of you, just calm it down. I was like, neither of them understand what this means. Literally the other day, trying to get him to sleep. He's like, he had a bad night, trying to do an early morning nap, kind of thing, a mid-morning nap, sorry. And he's just had his milk. He's just going off. His eyes are closing. Naomi's, she's working. She's like, she does like tutoring sometimes, right? And she was working. And so Zadie's just watching a tablet. Usually she's totally fine doing that. And then she's pushed the door open because I'm in Savvy's room and she's seen me holding him. And I'm gone to her. Just be quiet because he's about to go to sleep. My face. There's something about the words be quiet that I don't know how that translates in her head. Be quiet. She'd go. I was like, say what? Don't be upset. She's like, yeah. I was like, do you want a hug? Do you want a cuddle?
Yeah.
Zavi now, just eyes open, just he's bolt up.
Yeah, what's like, going on?
I was
here?
Like, oh, for fuck's sake, man. Does this take? And she's like, as soon as he's awake, she's like gone and just walked out quietly. I was like, the fuck?
You knew what you did.
Yeah, so you just caused carnage. You're just a chaos merchant. You just come in.
I'm happy to hear you're not, it's not just a me thing then, because like, obviously the age gap between my son and his sister is 7 years.
Yeah.
And so the mad thing is like, sometimes you expect more of an 8 year old.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I also just have to also
You're eight.
Yeah, think of, yeah, go like you're eight, and then sometimes I have to really think back and be like, what would I have done at eight? Especially if 1 to 7 it was just me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And now what? I've got to be quiet for this bredder over here, bro. That's been here 1 year. I've been here seven years.
This is how I play with toys. I bang these things together.
Yeah. I've been here 7 years because putting in work and what now man's all of a sudden gonna be, I've never had to be quiet before.
What do you mean I can't come here?
Yeah. So it's like, we'd be like, shh, we'll put your brother to sleep. And like, you know, when I'm home, that's one, like, you see how your thing is the driving?
Yeah.
My thing is I'll put him to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't something like it wasn't like a job I was like, that's going to be my job.
No.
I guess it's from the, I don't know if it's a wives' tale, if it's real life, but he just fell asleep easy with me, and then they say it's because they can't smell no milk.
Yeah, no, I've heard that. Yeah.
I guess, but whatever. But anyway, that's just been the way it is. So, like, putting him to sleep, I'm rocking him. And like, my son will fight sleep, like, hard, like. But then, like you say, you see their eyes going, and you're like, it's like closing a set. Yeah. You're like, I'm almost there.
Yeah.
Just don't fuck this up.
Yeah, he's just like, let me pull his arm. He's got a bit of resistance. Yeah, still. Yeah. Not yet, not yet. Don't so put him down yet.
And then she'll just go, I'm going to do a cartwheel. I'm like, yo, my G. Or she'll just come bounding down the steps. Listen, and we're like,
the amount of times I've always said to my daughter, are you fucking dumb? As I remember, she's two. I can't say that. I haven't said it. But there's a moment she's just like, this day has been so stressful. So stressful. And that's when sometimes when I come home and I see Naomi's face, I'm like, how's your day been? And she's just like, oh. I was like, do what? I can't even judge her. Like, not even close to judge you. Like, because it's just, I've been with the two of them on my own for like a day. And it's just calm. And you can kind of get them working in sync.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can time it well and it all, I'll feed him first and you can play with this and I'll feed you. And you can do that, but then there's days where they're both just on it.
Whenever I've had them by myself, immediately I'm like, we're leaving the house. We're leaving the house. We're not staying in these four walls.
Yeah, they need it.
But it's pouring rain out. We're leaving the house. We're going somewhere to make this time tick.
Right, I see it. Yeah, yeah.
Where, like, I can delay chaos.
Yeah.
Because if we go to the park, like, obviously he's at a bit of an age now where, like, he can properly go in a swing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even though in the swing, I don't know if his head's too heavy. I don't know. But this brother just wants to look forward to the point where the swing's at an angle.
Yeah, it's like,
And I'm like, brother, like, I'm always readjusting him. Like, you know where the chain bits are and it splits off with the two? Yeah. I put his arm
behind the back. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So he's like this, right? So he looks like he's like in a Snoop Dogg video. Yeah. But really, this is a risk assessment.
Yeah, yeah. No, same. Xavi's like, he always ends up forward with his arms over the front of it and just ticking forward. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. But I had a dad win.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think this is something we should bring to the pod if we have dad wins. So this weekend I had two gigs.
Mm-hmm.
A Saturday and a Sunday.
You sounded flipping busy this weekend.
Yeah. I had a Saturday and a Sunday originally. And I was like, cool. It's to the missus. Saturday and Sunday. You see my calendar anyway. You've got access to my calendar. You know what I'm doing. Yeah? Sunday gigs in the afternoon. No problem, yeah? He goes, yeah, remember you said you're doing fireworks. Mm. You're going to do fireworks for the kids, yeah? Remember you said that. Yeah? You sure you're going to be back? I said, yes, afternoon show. Don't worry. I won't even leave for my Saturday show until about 4 o'clock to get where I'm going. I'll go get the fireworks Saturday. Be ready for Sunday. Everything good. Yeah? No problem. She goes, are you sure? Because I could just book and go to the local one.
Yeah.
Display. I said, listen. Man said I'm doing fireworks, yeah? So I'm doing fireworks. Wednesday or Tuesday, I get a message from my agent. You wanna do Glee Cardiff?
one night, and I'm like, Cardiff one night. But then I was, then I just looked at my like desk at work, and I was like, yeah, fuck it. He was like, cool. I was thinking, alright, that's next about Thursday, what not. Comes back, he goes, yeah, so Glebe Birmingham, all sorted. I'm like, which one am I going to?
Yeah.
Yeah. he goes, it's Birmingham. I said, even better. In, out, in the evening.
Yeah.
He goes, cool. He goes, do you want a hotel? I go, nah, I'm just going to drive in and out. I said, say no more. About an hour later, he messages me. He goes, you got the Friday now as well. I said, right. Cool. Can still work. Come home Friday after the show. I'll get home. I was closing.
Yeah.
Get home. I'll get home late, but I'll be there in the morning. Still go get the fireworks. Still see these lot. And then go back out.
Yeah.
It's a long thing. But I can do it.
Yeah.
So I go. Go to her. I go, listen, you know when I said I was going to be gone for like 2 days? Saturday, Sunday. I'm actually going to be gone Thursday, Friday now as well.
It's your eye, like. Like. I'm just hearing the news right now as well.
Yeah.
I know it's comes out of my mouth, but
they're paying me.
I'm just hearing it now as well.
You know, when you say shit that ain't real. Yeah, they're paying me double, so I couldn't really turn that money down. You know what I'm saying?
No, they're not. It's a mad. Like,
I'm helping them out. Yeah.
Netflix gonna be there, so I need to
just be there. Dave Chappelle's gonna be there. Yeah, I need to. He's looking for someone to open his tour. This could change our life.
I've got to go.
I gotta do it. It's for us. I'm doing this for us. So she goes. She hits me one of them ones like right.
Leaves it in the air. That's
like, she hits me one of them ones. I'm like, yeah. So I'm going. They offered me the hotel. I'll stay Thursday to Friday. I'll come back Friday. Because I've got to go. It's not too. It's like, I don't have to go. I won't have to leave to get to Derby until such and such time. She goes, that doesn't make any sense. Stay in Birmingham and then go to Derby from Birmingham. I go, in my head, I go, you said that, yeah? You said that. Remember you said that. And then my agent goes, right, I got you another gig on a Saturday.
Duh.
It's in Mansfield, 40 minutes from Derby. Go open that show and then go open the other show, because the other show don't start till 9:30.
So what time are these fireworks?
So this is on a Saturday, yeah?
Yeah.
So I've dipped out from London Thursday evening.
Yeah.
Done Birmingham, stayed, done Birmingham again.
Yeah.
Dipped out on a Saturday to Mansfield, opened that show, gone 40 minutes, 30 minutes down the road to Derby, opened that show.
Yeah.
Then I got to drive from there to Skegness,
Jesus.
Stay at Butlins,
yeah.
To MC the Butlins. So I'm there the whole show, which finishes at 4. Yeah. So I'm like, she's like, so now she's like, on a Friday or whatever, she's like, are you sure you are going to be back to do these fireworks? I'm like, I'm going to be back. I'm going to have fireworks. I'm going to get them en route. Yeah? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
She goes, nah. I'm just going to book the display. I said, don't fucking book that display. I said, I'm doing fireworks, right? So I said, I'm doing fireworks. I promised the only kid that can understand me, I'm doing fireworks, right? He don't know what's going on, yeah? I'll flick my light over if it was fireworks, yeah? He don't know. I promised her I'm doing fireworks, yeah. So I'm doing fireworks. Get to Skegness now, yeah? And I'm thinking, like, fuck, all right, cool. Crowd's rowdy.
Rowdy.
I think, wicked, this is playing into my hands, right? It's kind of loose on the timings. They're just like, as long as you start at this time and it's done by this time. Yeah. So all said and all, right, I've gone now. I'm meant to do 20 minutes at the top. I do like 15.
Right. Bring it forward.
Yeah. Boom. Next person on. They do 18. I go back out. I do like 5 or 7 minutes. Bring the next person out. But I'm still having fun. I'm like launching chocolates into the crowd and stuff like that, because it's just pandemonium.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just got to really embrace it for what it is.
and I'm just sprinkling jokes in here and there, talking to people. Anyway, boom, boom, boom. Headliner comes out. He's like, listen, I'm not doing 25 minutes.
So what, in your head, start.
Want to do that?
He was like, I'm going to do 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, cool. Boom. He's come off now. I've looked at my watch. I said, cool. It's like 3:20, 3:25. Yeah. I said, cool. I got there. I tell a joke about eating ass and the blowjob joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that. Gets a massive laugh. I don't even plug nothing. Yeah. Yet. As soon as I've hit that punchline, I just go, that's been the show today. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And then I normally say goodnight, but it's in the afternoon. I think I say something dumb like, goodbye! Yeah? Jump in the whip, flying back, it says 3.5 hours, you'll get home at 7. I say, cool, if I get home at 7, it gives me a half an hour window to find a shop, buy the fireworks, and get to the house for like 7:30.
Yeah.
To my mum's house, yeah? So I've pulled up at Asda shop. I literally sit outside. Look at my. Walk up to the automatic door. Doesn't open. I go, fuck! And then like, just bare thoughts keep coming in my head. I'm like, oh my god. Like, you're just like your dad. You're gonna let everyone down. You're a fucking piece of shit. You should have just made him go to display. Fuck, man. What the fuck? Maybe there'll be some fireworks in the sky from the neighbours. They can watch those, yeah? So I just go on my phone. I'm like, buy fireworks. And then I put in the location of where I live, yeah? Buy fireworks. First thing that pops up, fireworks shop, 24 hours. My penis got hard immediately. I jumped in the whip, flew there. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to get these fireworks.
Why is a fireworks shop 24 hours?
Fuck knows. But I'm glad it was, right? Maybe they're selling drugs in the back.
That's what I'm thinking. What kind of fraud is this?
But the shop is just for fireworks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've never seen that. Someone lit a cigarette, everybody dead. Everyone's dead, right? I pull up to the fireworks shop. I'm thinking, boom, it's 7:30 now or 7:15, right? Everyone's got to be in their yard doing fireworks or at the displays doing fireworks. I get to the thing, pull up, queue out, queue coming out the door.
So why aren't you lot more organised?
Yeah.
I'm joining this queue, but why? What's wrong with you guys?
I'm counting on you lot to be more organised, for my sake. Anyway, the reason there was a long queue is because someone did a massive order. And the way they do it is that you stand in the queue, they take your order, they put your ticket at the front, and then they just conveyor belt. But someone had such a big order, they had to keep going to the back to bring more stuff out. So they've gone, the queue starts flying, I've bought my things, and I've done fireworks. And I delivered. And the best thing about it was that stepdaughter was saying stuff like, this has been the best fireworks ever. Because it's just us and the family.
Say it louder for your mum to hear.
Yeah, I got sparklers and all of that. I was lighting the fireworks wrong.
Wow. I've never done fireworks. So.
I've done fireworks one time before. When I bought the fireworks, I saw the fuse. You light the fuse, flies in the air.
Yeah.
Simple. Bought these fireworks now. There's like an orange cone.
Yeah.
Which I thought was wax. And I said, technology, man, or innovation. They put the fuse inside the wax so that if it doesn't light, you can tell whether it's like gone into the firework or not, because the wax would have melted away.
Right, I see.
Right? It wasn't wax.
What was it?
It was a cap that you was meant to take off.
Oh.
So I'm just burning straight plastic.
Oh, gosh.
Right? The small fireworks are lighting and flying. Fly in the sky, bow.
That's what just exploded in the garden.
No. But even today I was thinking, rah, because it was taking very long to light.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I was just stood in front of a firework for like 45 seconds with an open flame. This could have blown up in my face.
Yeah.
Praise all the gods that didn't happen. Anyway, I got these big ones that were double bang. These flew into the air and they started coming down before they exploded.
Uh-oh.
And they're like exploding maybe like house roof level.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, fuck.
Is it because the caps again, or?
Yeah. But it's not happening on the small ones. Yeah. Small ones are working fine. Big ones are fucking up. There's not enough
power to
win. There's not enough power, yeah. So we go, do you know what? Fuck them ones. We're not using them, yeah? But I've bought them, so I want to see them explode.
Yeah.
So I reread the instructions, and it says, remove orange cap. And I go, oh! So I remove the orange cap, thin fuse, stick it in a thing. As soon as the flame touches it, it starts fizzing. I run off, it flies in the sky. Bang, bang, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
and I delivered fireworks night. Oh. Dad win.
Well, that is Dad win.
Dad win. There we go, man.
So, yeah. We'll introduce that to the pod. Future pods. Dad wins.
Dad wins, man. Dad wins.
All right, well, I think we should end the episode on the Dad win.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's been a good episode.
All right, well, so how do we side out with this pod?
Oh, yeah. Shit, what does he do?
That's been another episode.
Oh, wait, no, he bigs up Pret. Bigging up Pret each and every time. Shout out to you, man.
This has been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Michael Akhdiri. To my left,
don't know, Kazim Jamal, aka leader of the Peaky Bumbercuts, aka Thomas Gangley, aka bigging up Small Heath, Big Heath, aka bigging up Nines, I'm his younger, aka 4.5. Bigging up Pot of Paper, I'm also his younger, so when you put the two together, I'm 9 pieces of paper. We've done now.
Ask for your bills, bill payer's permission. Who's that? That's me, Daryl Griffiths. That's been an episode of And That's the Wet Wipes.
Yeah. Take care and peace!